Hello, Internet. And hello, fans of the Journeyman Project.
The what?
Never heard of it.
It's an old CD-ROM game from the early 90s.
I'm a little tired.
It was one of those things I used to do because girls wouldn't pay attention to me.
Why would girls never pay attention to you?
Think about me as loud and obnoxious as I am without that little tact thing that I have.
What?
You have a tact thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? When did that happen?
You have tact? Really?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Now imagine what you see here is called tact. And imagine that gone away.
Imagine it less tactful. Yes.
Well, it's a good thing you're cute.
I really am.
And fuzzy.
Yes.
I joined a gym.
Ooh.
Ugh.
What kind of gym?
It has machines.
Was it a he's dead gym?
No. Oh. It has machines.
See, this is what you get for playing day job orchestra clips for Alan before the show starts.
So I'm a little pooped.
Can you lift your arms?
Yeah, my arms are good.
Okay.
I have muscles.
So what machines were you kicking ass on?
Well, I kind of mix it up and I do like some leg stuff and then some arm things and that it's not even really a machine. It's like you put yourself in this thing and you hold yourself up by your arms and then you like pull your legs up like kind of like a.
Are we describing the gym or is this a carnival ride?
I know. I wish it was a carnival ride. I probably wouldn't be so tired.
And then you throw up cotton candy all over your boy.
Yeah, but it's like me, little me in the back with the weights and like all these like kind of meathead jock guys.
Meathead Rob Lowe.
Yeah, it's very, I feel really awkward. So I do the thing where I'm like, okay, I'm not really here. I'm just going to like do this thing until it's over and then I'm going to leave, you know, and I try to space out until it's over.
You know what you need to do, Frida?
I think I'm doing all right. What?
I've got a better option for you.
What?
Wear the Wonder Woman outfit and just scream at the top of the lungs the whole time. Like, get on the treadmill and start walking at like just the trot pace, whatever the gentle one is. And so you're just like, just chugging along going, ah!
I should wear my underoos?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And start picking up like the smallest weights. And when you're done with each set, drop them. Ah!
That would work.
Like start pop squatting a broom handle. Just like, ah! and then turn to the biggest meathead you see. And like, if they're just staring at you, slack jaw, just throw a wink at them, go, sup. Tell me that's not going to work. Tell me that's not the best idea ever.
Sup.
Yeah, sup.
I could do that.
You want some of this, huh? Get out of it!
It's taken.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
And then just storm off.
Also, I was trying to figure out how to put the squirrel report down as a professional reference today. Like,
oh my God,
you know,
that's such a bad idea.
You're not claiming us on your taxes, are you, Brita?
No, I'm not claiming my taxes. But I needed three professional references, and I was like, well, I worked the same job forever. And so I was like, I'm going to put Alan down as a professional reference. We've worked together professionally on the Squirrel Report for how long now?
Years.
Right? Years, damn it. And so I was trying to figure out, like, how do I put this without them Googling me?
For God's sake, don't listen to the show.
Don't listen to the show.
Unfortunately, your first name is Brita.
I know.
So that means they type in your first name and they get, like, that gun company, that town in Wales, I think it is.
And me.
And yeah. You.
I know. Oh, well.
Are there other actual people named Brita?
Yes.
Actually, Brita by itself on Google is no longer, she's no longer on the first page.
Oh, thank God. Okay. That's good.
Just the the, you know, standalone Brita.
That's good.
All right. Well, very cool. So you're putting in for professional references. You didn't put me in.
International no, School of Brita.
Smart move.
Brita Weather. Brita Moving Company.
What is it? Brita in the Netherlands is the city or something?
Runs in Brita.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I Googled, Jay? Yeah.
Brita Google. University of Applied Sciences.
This is in the Netherlands. It has to be.
Treaty of Brita. Brita O'Brien. You're not even like in the third page.
Awesome.
You're like gone.
Yay!
Gone from the internet. I remember when you were like the first page.
I know.
You've created internet status of like my wife.
There you go.
She's like completely invisible on the internet.
You're finally on page 6.
Awesome. Of Google. Very good. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, then you're safe.
There's a Brita beer, which I've never had, but it's a lager, so I probably wouldn't like it. So
yeah, if you drink it room temperature, they're okay.
Ew, God, no.
I don't mind a warm one.
Ugh. No.
Blech. It is Thursday, April 30th, 2015. This is episode 148 of The Squirrel Report.
Awesome. And by the way, if anybody wants to put me down as a professional reference, they are welcome to, and they get what they pay for.
I was going to make a couple of comments real quick. Mm-hmm. I noticed that we haven't had a review on iTunes in a while.
So
if you haven't given us 5 stars, go give us 5 stars
and more hog.
And more hog.
And make sure to write down more hog.
We've actually got a 5-star, solid 5-star averages.
This is a five-star podcast, folks.
It is. And
you get your money's worth out of the score.
And we don't get to edit those or anything. So those are actually ones people have put in. So.
And also we had someone left an instructor review for Chaz Murray of the Road Gunner podcast when he was doing one of his pistol training classes, and room for improvement was listed as more hog.
All right.
How do you train a pistol?
It keeps them from just going off.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say is we are on Stitcher.
Does anybody use that?
Actually, some people do. We had some people asking for us to be on Stitcher, so I added it. Although I'm not really pleased about the way they throw ads on top of it and then don't pay us anything. But there are 15 people that listen to us on Stitcher.
Huh.
Wow. All right, so if you're one of those 15 people that listen to us on Stitcher, you're probably not listening to us live, so therefore you need to call in right now.
Yeah, well, they can't be listening to us live because Stitcher takes the RSS feed once the show's posted on the blog. And
if you're listening on Stitcher, please go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating.
We're actually doing.
Request more hog.
We're actually not doing bad. We kind of fluctuate. There are a lot of podcasts on Stitcher, and with 15 people listening, we have on Stitcher 125 total downloads. This is since as of 4/28, and I think this is like for the year. Total listening time, 5,760 minutes.
Wow.
Total listens, 114. So, and the average completion rate is 56%, which is not bad. That means that most people listen to the whole thing or more than half of the whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't get 30 seconds in and say, what the hell is this?
Right. We're in, thanks, guys. We're in 15 playlists.
I gotta say, even though I just do the straight download the podcast and all that, there'll be some times where I'll be hitting the delete button on the podcast when there's like two more minutes to go, because I'm like, look, guys, I get it, I love you, but you know what? I've got another podcast to listen to.
Yep.
So what do you do while you listen to podcasts?
Mostly, I drive.
I check the gender of mice.
Oh, okay.
I try to listen to podcasts at work.
You're looking at my dog, is what you're saying.
Your mouse hog, yeah, pretty much. or the absence of mouse hog.
Or absence.
Yes. Is there hog? check one. Y or N. But yeah, no, I listen at work and while I'm commuting, so I'm either riding on the train and playing silly video games or reading a book or I'm doing my work.
It's weird though, the podcast I listen to, I really don't listen to any gun podcasts. I don't listen to any, most of the stuff I listen to are like techie stuff.
There's a shock.
Yeah, I know.
An economics podcast.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Which is even more fascinating. My favorite than the techie is podcast.
If y'all want to check it out, my favorite podcast is the Econ Talk.
My is the Gun Blog Variety Cast.
The Russ Roberts does that one. He's a professor of economics. So it's actually pretty good. If you're interested in economics at all, they've got hundreds of episodes and they have, they've got some of the most, you know, brilliant minds in economics you'll ever hear talk. So anyway,
you realize, Alan, most everybody right now is hearing wah 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 wah.
I can't help it.
Hey, so I want
to
know.
Sorry, that. I had to use the Charlie Brown teacher sound effect. It was crying out for it. Oh, I'll shut up now.
I know Brita doesn't do the. If Brita listens to anything, she listens to it. She's not an auditory multitasker like I am.
I'm not.
Nope. I am such a fucking whore when it comes to it. I can't do one thing. Ugh, disgusting. But Jay, do you listen to podcasts?
I do not. There's only one podcast for me, and it's Squirrel Report.
Aww.
Liar.
You get the special prize next time.
I remember when I was monogamous with Squirt Report too.
Oh, and by the way, don't forget the Squirt Prize is going to be awarded.
Squirt Peace Prize.
The first episode in June. I think it's June 4th. The Squirt Prize.
That's the day before my birthday. I think I should get the prize.
The Golden Acorn.
The Golden Acorn.
I don't think I'll be here. I think I'll be on vacation.
Yeah, well, you damn sure won't get it then.
No prize for you.
Yeah, no prize for you.
It's my 10th wedding anniversary.
Meh.
How long were you married, Alan?
Oh, too damn long.
That was on my 8th wedding anniversary. I told one of my co-workers at work that was married for 8 years. I'm like, oh, it's our eighth wedding anniversary. I think it's time to call it quits.
Oh.
Time to kick her to the curb. And since she makes all the money, she'll get to have the crappy apartment. And I will be accustomed to my lifestyle.
You know, it doesn't work that way for guys, right?
Hey, don't be so heteronormative, Alan.
Oh, speaking of...
That may not be the gender I identify with at the time of my divorce.
This is a good segue.
See, that's a great segue, because one of our topics...
I jumped on it like a live fucking grenade.
...is Bruce Jenner, who is insane.
Let's talk about Bruce Jenner.
Okay, two things to say about Bruce Jenner. One, it's...
But before we go into this, okay. I want to say that it is likely that all four of us have differing opinions on the whole transgender thing.
Could very well be.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. So, you know, just as a disclaimer.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first off, the man's crazy.
Okay.
Yes. Second off, It just made me giggle and squeal with joy when I saw the results, the reaction of the lefties that were like, when he came out as, you know, basically claiming he was a woman from now on and a Republican.
Oh yeah, that was good.
and also the another one that I heard, listened to this week's Savage Love podcast, and you could just watch Dan Savage stumble all over himself because he's Mr. you know non-heteronormity and you know sex positive and hooray for all the different, you know, gender queer spectrum people and get people out in the open so people can start getting recognized in society. But boy, does he fucking hate Republicans. It does not matter what flavor, what they are, what they do, how they stand, what they stand for. He hates them and he will twist himself into a huge pretzel to find a way to hate Republicans. And so just got that. And then he was actually defending, but he was kind of going on the fact that so Bruce Jenner is now wants to be a woman, but he wants to be addressed as Bruce and him and he and use masculine pronouns. And that was getting a whole bunch of the whole genderqueer people all up in arms because they're like, no, you have to use a really awkward pronoun like them.
Yeah. Like that, like the guy that got tossed out of the Whataburger.
Yep. Yep.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Let's see who this is. This is area code 915. Hello.
Stand by. Let me turn off the pause this. Okay.
That's you.
The streaming is paused. It is me.
Who is this?
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Is this Kermit?
You killed my father, prepared to die.
Stop saying that. I don't know. I just had to call in because I just had this this horrifying image of either, this horrifying image of weird in a dress, you know, trying to put on lipstick and still with the beard.
I didn't wear lipstick when I wore a dress.
Yeah, I know Alan and Jay wear dresses. So.
No, we wear skirts. There's a difference.
Play a skirt if you've got underwear on it. I wear a belt. Thank you.
Well, we all know who wears pants in this podcast, right?
Yeah, Brita.
Just saying.
No, that was it. Only other, you know, I had a couple other things and. Well, I didn't think I had that much of a torpedo yet, but I forgot most of the rest of it. Only other thing that comes to mind is weird. I'm going to be up more or less in your neck of the woods in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I have no idea exactly what part of the woods it is, so I'm not even. But I've got in-laws up there, and it's time for the annual visit, so I'll wave at you from the airport.
Okay, cool. If you want to shoot me an email, go right ahead. It's weirdbeard@gmail.
One question. What's the weather been like?
It's getting nice. It's getting nice.
It's above freezing yesterday.
Yeah, it's above freezing. Though I think you can probably hear my furnace going on in the background, so it ain't that nice.
No, it's not that nice.
Though technically speaking, the water.
Considering that we're coming from southern New Mexico.
Bring a sweater.
So I don't do sweaters.
Yeah, he doesn't even own a sweater. Are you kidding me? Southern New Mexico? There are no sweaters.
Bring a jacket and warm socks. You'll be fine. Maybe a hat.
bring a poncho. They wear those, don't they? And a duster.
Okay. Weird, I got you one better. Genuine made in Australia oil cloth, complete with a cape. Ooh. Full length duster, has the straps to tie to your legs for going riding. Outback Trading Company.
Nice. Yeah,
I have worn this thing in rain and snow once or twice. And it's just, it, it, it's better than any raincoat or cold weather coat, because it's both. You know, you don't get wet.
Yeah, and they're also long, so that's one of the big problems with raincoats is you can wear the nicest raincoat in the world, but it's going to stop at some point. That rain's going to run off onto you.
And coming up next, yeah, in outerwear fashion.
Ha ha!
You said fashion in context with me.
All right.
What's even funnier is that he said fashion in context with the southwestern redneck here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. I'll be nameless next week again, okay. Maybe.
Woo-hoo.
people. So anyway.
Yes.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. We're kind of a week behind in that news, but
yeah,
whatever.
We are. But you know, there was something else.
Yes.
In fact, the link, I actually got the link from you. So do you want to talk about it?
Well, yeah. As with anything, you know, with liberal thing, you have it, especially with celebrities, they all have to kind of march in lockstep with political correctness. And if one of them, oh my gosh, goes and makes a statement that kind of deviates from what is accepted, it, you know, especially on Twitter. Twitter is like, you know, where celebrities out themselves as, oh no, we're not part of the herd kind of thing. There was this, I guess she's an actress. I can't remember her name. Eve somebody.
Alice
Eve. Okay. That sounds like a pseudonym, but whatever. She came out and she basically was calling Bruce Jenner out on his male privilege. And I thought it was a really interesting example of kind of this intersectionality that liberals talk about all the time, where, you know, you have one privileged group and you have another privileged group that, you know, kind of clash when they meet in the middle. And she was calling Bruce Jenner out on his intersectionality on his male thing. And she was saying that if you were truly a woman, as you claim you are, no one would have ever heard about you. You would have been this struggling female athlete with no recognition because, number one, women cannot do the decathlon. You would never be as wealthy as you are. You would never be as famous as you are. So for you to claim to be a woman is false. And she, this actress, got, you know, she ended up retracting her statement and apologizing on Twitter. And, oh, she was very wrong, and she has been enlightened now, you know, by her liberal friends, I'm sure. But I thought it was an interesting point when it comes to this whole transgender issue, especially men calling themselves women. You know, I've always taken issue with it. It's not like you can just put on a dress and some nail polish, which a lot of transgender people think that that's what makes you a woman.
The outer appearance.
I mean, we just saw what the ROTC or the
it was ROTC. They had to wear
high heels,
red,
so that they could walk a mile in her shoes. I don't ever wear high heels, but I'm a woman. You know, it's like this whole kind of weird it's almost like stereotyping, you know, women are this way. Wear dresses and high heels and whatever. I mean, granted, I will admit that this is a whole realm of humanity that I just do not get. But I think it's interesting that,
oh yeah,
you know, it's like, and I've been watching this, there's this YouTube thing I follow, and they kind of collect all these kind of vines, you know, those little vine videos of these teenagers who...
You're talking about Tumbleristas, aren't you?
Tumbleristas, man. But they collect all these vines of these teenage people that feel that they're gender fluid or transsexual, or you know, and really it just seems to me that it's almost like stereotyping. Women have to be this way, and it's all about outer appearance. I mean, I know a lot of women who have never worn a dress and who have never, but they call themselves women, and it's not like, I've never even questioned that, but it just seems like there's this fixation on outward, you know, appearance. It's really weird to me.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I mean, given that, like, you know, I'm the, you know, stay-at-home dad, I, you know,
right.
I cook, I clean, I do laundry, and also I'm straight up all dude. I don't right. care.
But I think there's like this, like, and I think it might be part of the media where there's this like hyper sexualization, not as in like, ooh, you know, being sexy, but like women are in the media. Like, I mean, Kim Kardashian is perfect example of like a hyper feminine woman. Right.
Oh yeah. She looks like a Neolithic fertility goddess.
She does. She's got like these curves and she's got the makeup and the full lips and the sexy clothes. And the media holds us up as she is like this hyper feminine ideal. Right. And then you probably have somebody on the other end of the spectrum that is this hyper masculine ideal. And then kids who grow up without any, you know, parental guidance probably see this and say, well, I'm not like Kim Kardashian and I don't want to be like her. So maybe there's, you know, maybe I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
That's my theory. It just bugs me. And I'm thinking like, you know, you see all these young girls, like they're putting on backwards baseball caps and they're calling themselves a boy. I'm like, it takes more than that to be a boy.
Not if you're Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah. Right. But I think there's so much, this whole gender thing, it's all in the news now and it's like everywhere. And I don't know. I don't even understand it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, part of the problem is we can't call crazy people crazy anymore.
Yes.
That's the C word.
Well, that's actually one of the things that bugs me with. I mean, as you know, I'm not going to go too deep into the weeds on the whole, you know, gender fluidity on all of that, because it's one of those right. things that I don't fucking give a shit. You know,
yeah.
I take care of my baby. My wife is like all Miss Career Woman and is just, you know, yeah. way super in. She was the one that was like crying as, you know, as we were about to switch in our, you know, our maternity, paternity leave, you know, schedules, going, does it make me a bad mother that I want to go back to work?
No.
And technically speaking, under super ultra, you know, gender normative role business, yes, that makes her an absolutely terrible mother. And it makes me a fucking weird ass father that I was the one that was like, yeah, I can't wait to like not be working full time anymore and being full time taking care of this little girl. It's just how we are. It's just how we, and it has nothing to do with my gender.
No,
it just has to do with how we are wired up.
Right.
You know. Yeah, we're a little bit strange as far as the overall. I mean, stereotypes exist for a reason.
Right.
But now taking it on to the next level. Of the, you know, and I've also got no problem with people wearing whatever the hell clothes they want to wear, you know, be it the women who are always wearing, you know, wearing pants and stuff like that, wearing, you know, gender neutral clothing, to straight up people that are more cross dressery, you know, be it they butch lesbians or, you know, or what's the word for them? Transvestites. Can you still use transvestite, or is that suddenly a bad word?
See, I don't know anymore. I think it's become transsexual. I'm not sure.
You know, people like Eddie Izzard, who is yes. straight up a dude. He doesn't identify as female, but you know what? He likes to put on makeup and wear dresses. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. And I really appreciate how he does it, because he's not like in your face or all that. He's just like to do this.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, but he's not claiming to be a woman either.
Nope. No, right. but there's a point where you go down this road where it's just, oh yeah, you know, you're living your life however you want to live your life. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. And then suddenly comes to the point of the, yeah, but I want to, you know, mutilate my body and alter
yes.
it in horrible ways. And it's one of those things of the, we look at someone that's like, you know, that weighs like, you know, 75 pounds mm-hmm. and is looking in the mirror and talking about what a fat pig they are.
Right.
We look at that person and say, you are sick. You need help.
Yep.
Right.
You know, and I see the same thing about the people that want to do just these drastic things to how their body works and runs.
Right.
As the exact same idea is the, hey, let's, you know, fix this, because there's a huge spectrum of people that are doing their own thing in their own body and all of that, where, you know, they're gay, they're straight, they're, you know, they're bisexual, they're this, they're that, you know, that works out, and they're cross dressing, and they're doing this and they're doing that. And yet, you know, and then they're just going on, they're just living their own life. But suddenly now, no, you need to, you know, to cut on me, I need to take hormones, I need to change my right. body physically. At some point you're going to go like, maybe we should fix this, you know, maybe instead of fixing the symptom, we should try to fix it in the overall problem.
Right. Well, you know, there are, being an amputee, I'm aware of these people who feel that they, I don't even know what they call themselves, really.
I know who you're talking about.
Though. But there are people who feel as if they need to amputate their own limbs. And they cannot get a doctor to do it, because you're a whole person. A doctor will not amputate a healthy limb.
Because they won't. Crazy.
Because you're crazy.
Yep.
And yet it's perfectly okay to want to go in and cut your wiener off because you think you're a woman.
You said wiener. That's cute.
He met Hogan.
He did.
Cut off your hog.
It's a hogectomy.
Hogectomy. Yeah. Or an adidectomy. I love that one.
But it's very interesting that we have a culture where cutting off your genitals would be okay, but cutting off your leg would not. I mean,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, unless the person cutting off your gender, your genitals, while you are agreeing to it, is of a certain religion, and then suddenly it's barbaric.
Ah,
I see where you went there.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
Yep.
It's so, a sticky it's wicket. Yeah. I don't know.
So really, the bottom line is, folks, invest in lab coats, because that will save everything.
Yep.
Just whatever.
Science.
Whatever you're doing, you could be pooping on your front lawn, and the police pull up and say, "We're going to have to arrest you for indecent exposure," and immediately either pull out a lab coat or pull out a friend wearing a lab coat.
There you go.
And no, with a clipboard. Science.
Self-identify as a canine
with a clipboard.
There you go.
Yes, clipboards.
Officer, I identify as a canine.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm allowed to poop in the yard.
That's true.
Clipboards make everything official.
Well, from now on, I want to tell you all that inside, I feel like I am 6'5", a black man named Julio.
Nice.
So you want us to call you Julio from now on?
You can.
Does that make you a black Hispanic, Rita?
I don't know. But, you know, it's like this one of those things. Like, I feel like I'm a thing inside. Doesn't it, you know, I don't know.
You know what, Brita? I see nothing wrong with that. And excuse me, Julio, I see nothing wrong with
thank
that.
Thank you.
I thought it was Coolio.
That's
what I was taken.
So, Alan, but unfortunately now we're the only white guys.
Me and Jay. That's right.
We were always the only white guys.
Brother from another mother.
Yeah,
you go. Brita was never a white guy.
I'm going to change my name to Ernest so we can be Ernest and Julio.
Oh, you are the best.
Down by the schoolyard?
No! Ernest and
Julio. We're going to make really, really shitty wine.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember which one of the hobo wines is made by E&J.
All of them. Ernest and Julio come in a gallon glass jug.
Yeah, no, but there's all the bum wines. Most of them are made by major distributors. I believe it's Night Train and Thunderbird. I may have to look this up.
Mad Dog.
Thunderbird.
No, that's
Boone's Farm.
Oh, Boone's Farm. Oh my God, they have like strawberry kiwi Boone's Farm and horrible flavors. And I think some of them are blue.
Gross. It's Windex.
So.
Well, they do like Boone's Farm.
You know where they drink a lot of Boone's Farm?
Baltimore.
Where? Baltimore.
Oh, that was
bad. Oh, they do make Thunderbird. They also make New Amsterdam Gin, which is good stuff as well. Okay, I'm all for this.
Okay.
Ernest and Julio.
I really, really, really did not want to talk about Baltimore because it's just another liberal city having riots. News at 11. I mean, it's just this.
Yeah.
That's what Democrat cities do. They have riots. But there's two things about this that, well, actually there's more than two things. There's several things that aren't specifically about the riots, but I thought were remarkable. One is Major League Baseball had a game where they didn't let anybody come into the stands.
The only game ever, as far as I'm aware.
It is the only official Major League Baseball game where there was not a single fan in attendance.
Is it? Are they called games or matches?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's be honest on our level of baseball fandom here.
It's a game. I think it's a game. I don't know.
Baseball game.
Jay, do you root for the Red Stockings?
It's an
Red thing. The Red Stockings.
Anyway,
that would involve paying attention to sports.
But no, it's funny because and they're getting shit about it too, because people are like, oh, well, you wanted the money, but you didn't let anybody. I mean, it's like typical liberal shit. You can't win, no matter what you do. You can't win.
If they kept it open and people got burned to death while going to see a sports ball game, then they'd be like, why would you do that? Yeah. Why are these people are devoted fans? You're getting killed by rioters and all that. And then it's one of those. It's closed. Well, we want to go watch baseball game.
Don't use the R word.
Oh yeah, no, the R word. No, it's the T word now.
That's what? Right.
What's the R word?
Well, apparently, no, Republican.
Riot.
Oh, riot. No, the liberal media went batshit crazy today over the calling, saying that thug was new.
Yes.
N word.
Why is that the only damn word we can't say anymore?
I say nigger on this podcast. Fuck
I don't,
that.
You know, you can say kike, wop. Shit, yes. Cocksucker. I mean, you can say all those words, but for some reason, ooh, it's the N word.
I don't know.
And they were actually going so far, like on NBC, MSNBC, they were saying instead of thug, they were saying the T word.
No, were they?
Yes, because apparently these, like Jay said, these clueless idiots don't know anything about history. They don't know where they don't know the etymology of the word. They don't know anything.
Well, these are people. These are people who believe the word black hole is racist.
Yes. Yes, they do.
It's an African-American hole. Now, remember, these are the same people who, after the Charlie Hebdo shootings, one of the suspects was black. They referred to him as African-American.
Yes, they did.
No, he was French.
Yes.
Not American. Oh, wow.
No American there in the hall.
Yeah.
That's sad.
They're surrender Americans.
Yeah, so they've just gone completely crazy over this. Of course, everybody knows the real code word for the N word.
I don't know anymore.
It's Democrat.
Oh, that's what I call them.
Yeah.
That's my code word. Well, statistically.
Yeah. Here's we got another phone call.
Okay.
Area code 410. Hello.
Hi, my name's Chris, and I'm a lifelong Baltimorean.
Okay.
As we call ourselves.
Baltimorean.
Is that really the official term?
Yeah, I mean, but it's sort of like the N-word. We can call ourselves that.
Ah, okay. Ah. But nobody else can.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I mean, other than 4 years in the Army, I've lived in or around Baltimore. Right now we're in a suburb that's just outside the city limits, but inside the Beltway.
Well,
but, this has been an interesting week or so. My wife works downtown at the federal courthouse.
Uh-oh.
They've been closed early a few times and a whole day one time. And speaking of the game, her boss, who is a huge baseball fan, actually walked over to the stadium to assert his First Amendment rights to yell at those people for, you know, not letting fans in to see the game.
How'd that work out?
They ignored him.
Of course they did.
Okay.
Oh, you know what's funny is they didn't let people in, and I saw some estimates that said they were losing like $300,000 in ticket, you know, tickets and concessions and all that. But you know, they made several million in TV, so you know.
Yeah, and that doesn't matter because the owner of the team is a guy who is such a dirtbag lawyer that he makes other dirtbag lawyers look good.
Wow.
His name's Peter Angelos, and to give you an idea of the ego this guy has, he is the only partner in his firm. He's one of the asbestos lawyers.
Oh, ooh. One of those.
Yeah, and what's even better is because of his political connections, he got in on the tail end of the cigarette suits and pulled down, you know, like 8 figures on that.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, like I say, dirtbag. Yep. But that's, I mean, you know, the people that I've talked to, by and large, if you've been in Baltimore a long time, you know that the police are about the same as the police in Chicago or L.A. or New Orleans. You know, they beat people up. It's been going on for decades. Everybody knows about it. But until lately, with more people having, you know, some way to videotape things, you couldn't prove anything.
Oh, sure. It was their word against yours, and you're a fucking criminal anyway, so who cares?
Pretty much. And, you know, I've had arguments with people about Freddie Gray, and, you know, he's a criminal. He's, you know, rap sheet and all this. And, yeah, and you know what? Most of the charges were dropped because in Baltimore, back when, I don't know if you've heard of our recent former governor Martin O'Malley, who is now considering running for the Democrat nomination for president.
Oh, yeah.
But he was formerly a mayor of Baltimore. And what he introduced was a statistical program called CityStat that collected all this information to make him look good, because that's the way the program was written. And one of the stats is arrests. You get where I'm going here, don't you?
Oh, so they count arrests, but then they just let people go because arrests are all that matters.
Yes, but they were arresting up to 100,000, and let's face it, almost all of them young black men.
Of course.
A year.
Wow.
During his 8-year tenure as mayor.
And I would like to point out, what political party is he?
Oh, gee, it's the one that begins with a D.
Yeah.
And he is not only a hard left tax and spend Democrat, but if you ever have the misfortune of hearing him speak, he is the most condescending little prick that I've ever had the displeasure of having to listen to. He talks in that little cadence which says, "I'm so smart and you're so stupid. I'm going to have to lead you around by the hand." And you just want to slap the guy.
Ugh.
And he's got an Irish band, and he works out. And the last time he ran for governor, one of the local radio hosts did a man in the street thing, or actually a woman in the street thing. And the women he interviewed were voting for him because he's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
They had no idea what any of his policy positions were. Not that this is unusual. Men do the same thing. And you go up to the average person on the street and ask, you know, well, you know, who's your Congress critter?
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows.
No. Yeah, unless you hate the guy. Then you know.
Yep.
Or unless you had to go to him to get out from under some other part of the government that was screwing you.
That frequently happens.
Yes.
Or they give you free stuff.
Yeah. They just go to the office of whatever.
Yeah. They give me heartburn. I mean, I'm a flat-out anarchist. I don't need a government to make me be good. I'm good because non-aggression principle is a good idea.
Now, I've been in Baltimore a few times, and it is a somewhat dangerous city, even when there aren't riots.
That's correct.
And I'm talking even in the touristy parts.
Yes.
Are still pretty dangerous.
Yes. In the summer, on Friday and Saturday nights, there will be groups of youths that go around the Harbor Place, which is sort of like the center city jewel that draws tourists, and actually quite a few of them. And there have been, altercations between the youths and people, whether they're tourists or locals. And the police presence is, sometimes has to be pretty high to keep that from happening as much as it might otherwise. But it still goes on. It must be like 15 years ago now, but they had a police chief's convention here. I think it was several of them who went out to visit an area about, six blocks east of Harbor Place, and it's actually only a block away from police headquarters, known as The Block. This is the red light district.
Oh, nice.
And surprise, surprise, he got mugged. Now, you would think that a freaking police chief would have been clued in by somebody that a red light district called The Block is not a safe place to go after 2 a.m.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but how's he supposed to get his prostitute?
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't get mugged. He got rolled by a prostitute. He got drunk, for a woman of loose moral virtue, and passed out. And when he came to, his wallet was gone.
Well, at least it wasn't his kidney.
Yeah, big tub full of ice.
If you're lucky.
Oh, God. So, to me, the best thing about Baltimore is crab cakes. Yeah, the rest of it, when my wife and I retire, which isn't too many years from now, we're going to get the hell out of here, and I'll have them ship the Old Bay to me, and I'll go from there.
There you go. That's a plan. Thanks for calling in.
We have actually got Old Bay here in Ohio.
Yeah, they have Old Bay everywhere. Yeah,
it exists outside of Baltimore.
We don't have crabs though.
Well, there.
Oh yes, you do. Don't lie.
Well, so anyway, Baltimore, you've got yet another Democrat-controlled city who has not had a Republican politician elected for any office anywhere in, almost 100 years. But suddenly people, MSNBC, oh, this is the fault of Democrats and Republicans.
Well, because it's Bush's fault, because everything's Bush's fault.
And I'm like, how many of these Democrat cities are going to have to implode before people go, man, this shit's fucked up. We need to stop doing this.
No, they will just keep throwing money at it until there's no more money left.
It's the Republicans' fault for not funding Midnight Basketball.
Oh, is that what it is?
There's the overwhelming, there's the response.
Hmm. So because Republicans don't vote to give more money to Midnight Basketball, they're going to go burn down a CVS.
Yes.
There were people, Ellen, there were people trying honestly to make the case that the rioters were actually sports fans. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Those were people protesting peacefully, and then sports fans came and picked a fight with them. I wish I could make this up. Are you kidding?
I saw one of them claim it was veterans.
My favorite was the picture. Oh, here's Baltimore. Oh no, this is the University of something when they won a basketball game. And I'm like, okay, so there's one car overturned. Okay, now show me any person, let alone any person on the right that says, oh, they're kids being kids. No, we say lock the bastards up. Yeah. A, B, when it's a sports victory, you'll see one or two cars flipped over, and then everybody goes to jail. You don't see entire blocks burned to the ground. You don't see people pulled out of cars and beaten half to death.
Nope.
So knock it off, you moral equivalent, morally bankrupt bastards.
That's right.
I hate them, all of them.
But yeah,
but I have strong feelings about this.
I mean, you're asking, like, you know, how often does this have to happen before, you know, people wise up? I mean, it's a little bit of a tangent, but I was watching the other night with my wife. I was watching YouTube videos of the amazing Randy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Oh yeah, Randy.
Yeah, but the skeptics
guy.
Yeah, he's a magician and he's a skeptic, and yep. You know he got pissed off that there was a bunch of people that thought that he actually had magical powers when he made it his full point to say, here I am, I'm going to do some tricks to entertain you. I do not have magical powers. And then people would say, oh, you must have magical powers to do that. And then he found out that there were lots of people in the magic community out there that were telling people that they have magical powers and they're doing it through magical powers. And he's looking at him going, I know how to do those tricks.
Yeah.
And so he's just made it his point to, like, expose skeptics and to expose people. And he's got a prize for
$1 million for proof of any paranormal activity anywhere at any time.
Yep. And we watched this one video of a woman who was one of these cold reader, quote unquote, psychics, where essentially they're, you know, Jonathan Edwards is probably the best example of this technique, where essentially they just start shouting word salad into the crowd and get people to participate. Yeah. And when someone starts participating, they start narrowing down their focus, but they're really just doing a shotgun approach.
Yep.
They're saying a million things at you and watching you very, very closely. And when you react, they suddenly go, ah, that's it, and pretend like it's coming from outside when really you're giving it up.
Yep.
And so essentially, you know, Randy did a session with this person and had people counting the number of, like, names that she was throwing out, and the number of, like, how vague some of the terms were. And they actually polled the audience for some of the terms that were going through that were considered hits. And it was like, you know, 50% of the audience, you know, felt that applied to them.
Sure.
And that's how it works. But, you know, my wife was like, at the end of it, my wife was like, see, now why would anybody suddenly keep believing that this person – does this, like, completely destroy him? I said, of course not. It doesn't even put a dent in them. And I said, look, my former boss had a little bit of that woo-woo side to her. And she had gone to a psychic and had a psychic reading and had it recorded. And she was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Listen to it. And as I'm listening, I'm like – you know, she's like, how would she know that? I said, you gave it to her, you know, rewind it. It's right here, you know, sort of thing like that. And she got really pissed off at me and actually made me stop and made me leave. And let's not laugh here though, because let's face it. She was supposedly, you know, communing with her dead grandfather, who she was super duper close with and had died, like, you know, a year or two earlier. And, you know, she had gone to this psychic specifically for closure and whatever the heck was going on that. And it meant a lot to her. There was definitely a positive thing that came out of her. It was all fraud, but for her, it was worth it. And for that, the people that go into a psychic to some level want it to be true. And sure, so just because you're showing them it isn't true, doesn't mean they want to believe you.
Yes.
And so again, and it's just, I mean, it's the same thing with, you know, people that, you know, stand for all this socialism crap. You know, it's been proven to just be just absolutely horrible, if not deadly. And yet it sounds nice. And so people just fall in love with it, and it must exist.
Yep.
Ugh. We'll do it right this time.
Yeah. Well, and there's also a huge element of the confusing the intent for the deed, right? That, well, we don't want poverty, so we're going to pass a law and eliminate it.
Yeah.
Or we don't want guns in schools, so we're going to pass a law to keep guns out of schools. As if that has some effect. You know.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Rape's illegal, and it's done.
Yeah.
Done happened.
Yeah. Anyway.
And the only reason why Bruce Jenner wants to be a woman is because it's legal for him to be a woman. All we need to do is make it illegal, and suddenly he'll be happy with being a man.
Yeah,
and won't be crazy.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my
Lord. What a lovely singing voice you must have.
Did you scare the cat with that?
No, he's asleep.
Poor Cosmo's traumatized.
He's stuck to the ceiling.
That is not the first time he's heard me belch. The only other thing we haven't talked about yet is I thought it was funny. Apparently the Army is doing some sort of it's Army Special Forces or I don't know who it is, but they're doing some sort of, urban, exercise in Texas.
Don't say urban, Alan.
And I thought it was funny that the Obama administration picked Texas to simulate hostile territory.
Well,
because to them it is.
Well, I know they have to go for some measure of authenticity, don't you think?
Yeah. And then I liked Governor Abbott's reaction was, well, we're going to have the Texas National Guard keep an eye on those people.
What exactly are they doing?
It's one of those, it's the special forces. They go in and they dress up like the locals and they infiltrate and they gather intelligence and stuff like that.
You know that's not what they're going to be doing.
No, of course not.
We hanging out, eating brisket.
Of course. That's the real reason they picked Texas.
Chatting up
the Army ladies. Told Obama because it was going to simulate hostile territory. They really came down here to go to the Red River barbecue place and stuff themselves on brisket and buttered green beans.
I don't blame them.
Oh, green beans.
Is that a yay or a nay for green beans?
I like green beans.
All right.
But I like brisket better.
Sounds like we're done. I think we're done. Are we done?
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Well, it's 9:57. So
I think we do another hour on brisket.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, you guys. You guys, I cooked a tongue this week.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, we saw that somebody slipped you some tongue.
I slipped everybody some tongue. Yeah, I posted weird. I haven't seen the pictures. It's pretty gnarly weird.
I have seen the pictures.
This is my very first tongue I ever cooked. My mom has cooked it in the past, and it was always like this kind of legendary thing in our family. Oh, I had tongue. Ooh. And my mom used to serve it like she'd cook it, slow cook it with like spices and onions and all sorts of stuff, like a pot roast kind of, and then slice it up and serve it with crackers and mustard and cheese and stuff. And recently I had, I went to this little taqueria and I had tongue tacos and I thought, oh man, this is really good. I'll try to make tongue.
What do they call the tongue in Spanish?
Lengua.
They got a cool word for it.
La lengua.
Lengua. La lengua.
Nice.
And so I called the butcher up last week. I'm posting a picture in the chat, by the way. I think that'll work. And I ordered a tongue. And
is that a brand on it?
Yes, isn't that awesome?
That's fucking weird.
Here's another picture. Hold on. It's got a brand from the state of Ohio something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But yeah, so it was a lot of work because you have to skin the tongue after it's cooked. And boy, that is just.
Look at the taste buds on that thing.
It's really interesting. I'll tell you what, but it's good. I mean, it tastes like pot roast. Basically, okay. It's like beef pot roast. The texture is a little different than you might be used to, but it was good. And you chop it up and you put it on, tacos or whatever.
Nice.
So, yeah, but the brand, the Ohio brand, is a little weird. So that was my cooking adventures this week. I think I might do heart next.
Ooh, I don't like heart.
No?
No, it's really, really gamey and really tough.
Oh,
I mean, I guess I've never like slow braised a heart.
Okay, because I found recipes where you're supposed to make like a stew with it and like cook it all day long.
Yeah, that's probably going to be your best bet. I mean, I can imagine you got to cook it probably similar to tongue because tongue's tongue's a pretty, especially a cow tongue, has got to be a pretty high high volume exercise sort of thing. So So I would move forward. But yeah, no, I find heart to be very, very strong in flavor and not necessarily in my preferable sense. But that's just me. But I've only had heart a handful of times, and I don't think any of it was slow cooked, nor was it slow cooked with lots of spices. Maybe if you made it, gave me some spicy heart, I'd be all about it.
Every time Brita starts talking about eating heart, I think of the English deer.
I always think of the Khaleesi eating the horse's heart in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I never think of that.
Oh. I think about the rock band from the 80s. Oh, Barracuda.
So which one do you like, Ann or Nancy?
I kind of don't like either of them.
Oh, okay.
Like, I like the song Barracuda, and then it turned out like my wife had like the greatest hits of heart album, and I realized that it just has the song Barracuda on it.
It has more songs than that.
I did not like anything else on that album.
Oh, okay.
You know, he thinks of the 80s group. I think of the 1984 presidential candidate that got caught with Donna Rice on his lap.
Oh, yeah. Gary Hart.
Gary Hart.
Gary Hart.
Interesting. Hey, I happen to own the Bloom County book, Tales Too Ticklish to Tell.
Yeah.
With Opus sitting on George H.W. Bush's lap.
Oh, my.
That's right. Google Tales Too Ticklish to Tell and maybe Bloom County.
our chat is doing good. Kermit says, every time I hear Brita talking about eating heart, I think of her covered in blood and cackling, taking a bite while it's still beating.
And showing it to the cow so he can see how black it is before he dies.
Aw, Kermit said the sweetest thing. I think the only lady more scary that I'm not married to is Lab Rat. Aw. That's so sweet.
It is.
And true, actually. She is a little more scary than I am.
Ooh, the other one is the kittens with the heart hanging from the string and the bloody kitten mouths. I love that one. Kitten thinks of murder.
Tasty, tasty murder.
Yep. All right. Now we're done. We're done, right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. We're done.
I think we're done.
All right. Good night, Internet. Enjoy your heart.
Yep.
Good night.
However you choose to interpret that term.
And go to iTunes and give us 5 stars and say more hog.
That's right. Yeah, we need lots of 5-star ratings. We need to be trending. And also tell people that you know that don't listen to our podcast and aren't interested in our podcast to go on iTunes and give us 5 stars. Because come on. It's not like they're going to go to jail. It's not like it's a crime. Let's get us trending.
It takes
Hashtag score report.
SQRPT. Script.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just blow some stuff up. Why not?
Oh, now you're going to get the FBI coming down here.
Great.
You're the informant, aren't you, Weird? Because, you know, the FBI informant's the one that says, hey, let's go blow something up.
I'm just thinking that the post office seems like a very soft target for which to run.
Yeah, but they're all armed, though.
Whoever thinks about post offices, let's rob them.
Yeah, remember all the shootings they had back in the 80s? They didn't put those guns away, folks. I'm just saying.
What was it? What was the last time you heard about a shooting in a post office? I'm just saying, let's rob the post office. Come on, guys. What's the worst that can happen?
Let's rob the post office.
Weird is the Fed. Weird is the Fed.
Yeah, see, the problem is nobody goes to the post office anymore, so there's no damn money there at all.
It's kind of like those two dipshits that shot up the Las Vegas Walmart, where they were at the Bundy Ranch and they got kicked out. And it's one of those, like, the official statement was that, yeah, no, we didn't like their anti-police attitude. And we felt it was not cohesive. Today. No, they were talking so much about how they wanted to shoot cops that they were like, yeah, these guys are the feds.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out. Get out.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Tune in next week. Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
Good night, squirrels.